Terry Miles and Paul Bermudez are neighbors, and they both recently got hit by thieves. Someone stole tools, equipment, and CDs from their trucks. Miles says whoever it was tried breaking into their houses, too.
We were doing what everybody else does, get on social media and scream about it, but we decided to do something about it, and, you know, Neighborhood Watch we thought, the answer to the problem, or at least part of the solution.
The two met with local police to learn how to put together a neighborhood watch and then went door to door in their chosen area to spread the word, gather information, and introduce themselves to any neighbors they hadn't yet met. Miles and Bermudez said they would have been happy if 10 people showed up to their meeting. It was closer to 40.
So we're going to get rocking and rolling here. My name's Terry Miles. It's my neighbor, Paul Bermudez. We're the ones that started this Upper Monroe, Lower Jackson Street neighborhood watch.
The area also includes Lincoln Street, Lincoln Court, and Clinton Court. Miles had a packet of information for people on those streets with a list of neighbors and phone numbers so they can easily reach each other if they see or suspect a problem. Ketchikan Police Lieutenant Andy Berenson attended the meeting to answer questions people might have and give a presentation. He says the Neighborhood Watch program belongs to the neighborhood, and the biggest benefit could be simply deterring crime.
Deterrence is obviously what you're hoping to accomplish by putting this program out there, hanging the signs, letting people know, hey, we're literally watching you with our signs, we're watching you at our windows, we're watching you from our homes.
Taking action is another step. That starts with
paying attention. You know, who are my neighbors? Go introduce myself. You know, what is normal for my neighborhood? You know, I don't have lights. You know, my every time I look out in my driveway, I think I see, you know, shadows. Well, put a spotlight out there. Light up your neighborhood.
And Berenson says, lock your doors, cars, and homes. He says most crimes that have been reported are crimes of opportunity. An unlocked vehicle, front door, or window provides easy access, and thieves like easy.
There's no train of when you're dealing with the mind of an addict, there's not always a real train of thought past that moment. You know, and that's what you got to realize with the spontaneity of a lot of these crimes, too. These are not well-developed plots. And but the victim is still victimized the same. You know, I'm not making light of the situation.
Often, he says, these crimes are committed by people stealing to feed a drug addiction. If someone sees something suspicious, they can call the police station's business line. If something illegal is happening right now, Berenson says, call 911. That line is a priority. He says social media isn't a priority for police. Facebook can be a good tool for the neighborhood watch group, though, if used correctly.
I think a good rule for how those kind of pages would be used would be, hey, you know, as an example, this vehicle, you know, was idling out in front of my house for 2 hours. Well, is that normal? No, that's fantastic information for us to have. That's great to put on the Facebook page.
And people can post about crimes after they've called the police.
A lot of information we get out of that theft reporting page is, oh yeah, this just went on. I hope the police do something about it. The next comment is, well, have you called the police?
Yeah,
it'd be a fantastic idea. So, I'm sure they're monitoring this page. No.
There is a Facebook group called Ketchikan Theft Reporting with more than 2,000 members. Miles says a bonus benefit of the Neighborhood Watch is simply getting to know neighbors better.
Don't hesitate to go over to your neighbor's house and say, hey, can I get your contact information? You know, talk to them when they're going to be out of town. If somebody's going to be watching their house, or you, if you're going to be out of town, somebody's going to be watching your house, let your neighbors know. It's as simple as doing stuff like that and keeping everybody aware of what's going on with our neighbors.
Because neighbors paying attention is the whole point of a neighborhood watch. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.